Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com and go to search and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, why do married people cheat? Infidelity appears to be a common phenomenon. Are we naturally monogamous? Are we created to have multiple partners? We certainly have the ability and the desire to spread the love. Is it an old habit that is hard to break and does not simply go away because we set our definition of cheating as the word cheat to cheat? This means to act dishonestly or unfairly. So traditionally has referred to engage in a sexual relationship or engage sexually outside of the perceived or agreed monogamous relationship. To some people, it may involve in engaging in an intimate relationship outside of the perceived or agreed expectations of a monogamous relationship again. But it appears to be many different ideas about what cheating is. So we're going to go to the truth about deception. Some people believe that it is unacceptable for a partner to do these things: engage in sexual talk with somebody else, exchange personal emails or text messages, deny being married or in a relationship, spend time with specific individuals, engage in specific types of contact, sleeping in the same bed with another person, purchase intimate gifts and presents for others, chat online with someone else, online affairs, have sexual contact with someone else, physical infidelity, become emotionally involved with someone else, emotional infidelity, develop a crush or feelings for another individual, share their most private thoughts and feelings with someone else. This is besides you, the paramour. They feel that these things are unacceptable for a partner to do. Become best friends with someone of the opposite sex. That would be a guy having a female that's a best friend, a female that's having a guy that's her best friend. And then, you know, it's more than that. Those just a few things. I'm sure that, you know, for as many people are there are, there may probably be ideas about that. Again, the main point is that people differ in the way they consider acceptable form of contact with other people in a relationship. So we're going to go to paired life. And here we have a study in 2013 from the University of Michigan, which addressed this topic by asking a pool of undergraduates to rate 27 behaviors, sexual, erotic, and financial, on a scale of 1 to 10. A score of 100 indicated they definitely thought it would be cheating. So here are some of the things that these students said were cheating. Penile or vaginal intercourse, 97.7%. Oral sex, 96.8%. Taking a shower together, 96.2%. Kissing on the lips, 88.7%. Emailing pictures of themselves naked, 88.2%. Texting erotic messages, 82.6%. Or watching a pornographic movie together, 75.1%. That's your paramour, a special person, husband or wife, or watching a pornographic movie with another male or another female. So sleeping in the same bed, 68.4%. Holding hands, 63.2%. Staying in the same hotel room, 52.7%. Forming a deep emotional bond, 52.4%. Spending lots of time together, 52.2%. Sitting in the other person's lap, 52.2%. Accompanying to a formal event, 43.3%. So this is out of order. You're out of order. Going out to dinner, 41.4%. Talking on the phone several times a week. You spend a lot of time on the phone with somebody, 40.1%. Giving $500 to the other person, 37.6% said that's out of order. Kissing on the cheek, 36.9%. Sharing secrets, 36.5%. Supporting the other person financially, 35.8%. They don't, 35.8% people don't like that. They think that's out of order. Hugging or more than 10 seconds. Calling up when upset about their relationship partner. Taking a road trip out of state with the person, 32.6%. Telling dirty jokes, 25.9%. Calling when upset about work, 19%. Hugging briefly, less than 10 seconds, 12.2%. Giving $5 to the other person, 8.1%. So that sounds like they don't want you to give anybody anything outside of the relationship. So here's another thing they discovered in 2014, a survey by Victoria Milan, an online dating site for people who are in relationships. There are some clear distinctions between how men and women view cheating. So 72% of men said sexual affairs were worse than emotional affairs. 69% of women said emotional affairs were worse than sexual affairs. 76% of women would forgive their partner for a strictly sexual affair. Only 35% of men would forgive their partner for a strictly sexual affair. 80% of men said they would forgive an emotional affair. Only 30% of women would forgive an emotional affair. So it sounds like the emotional cheat for women is greater than it is for men. So men, and they say men are more physical. I don't know. I really don't know what that means. They say that about men, but I think being a man, that men do have feelings. So. And, I don't understand it. But they do say, according to the study, they say men are more worried about their partner sleeping with somebody than being emotionally connected with somebody. So another study showed that 55% of people never told their partner about their infidelity. This is just from the study. So this is, from the group of people that they asked this question to. So there were many articles from different sources and dating websites that are exclusive to cheating spouses. Say men and women both cheat for similar reasons. They crave affection. So you guys out there, the book called The Truth About Cheating, marriage counselor M. Gary Newman found that 92% of men said that cheating wasn't about sex. The reasons men cheated on their spouses were often emotional, as feeling disconnected from, appreciated by their spouse. It's very interesting because the other statistic seems to point to a lot of physical stuff, but I mean, even physical stuff can be emotional. But I'm not going to get into that so that we can get to the rest of some of the information I'm trying to share with you. So, in a 1991 study, sex researcher Sherry Height found that 70% of married women have cheated on their partners. In 1993, a follow-up study found that 72% of married men have as well. According to a 2004 University of Chicago study, 25% of married men have had at least one extramarital affair, have had one affair outside of their marriage. So let's go to 5 myths about cheating from Mr. Eric Anderson. It says, one of the myths about cheating is cheating and affairs are more common amongst the rich and less common in conservative cultures. The more money and celebrity men have, the more likely they are to cheat. Cheating is hardly the domain of just the rich and famous. In fact, according to Boston College economist Donald Cox, poor women are more likely to cheat than wealthy women. So, Mr. Alfred Kinsey found that married men cheated at rates around 50%. In 1953, Kinsey showed that 26% of married women had also been unfaithful. Estimates today find married men cheating at rates between 25% and 72%. If you really love your partner, you'll remain faithful. Well, we're taught that to value fidelity, which is a good value, and that that's not always the reason why people cheat. So some people cheat simply because they desire sex with someone else. You know, I hate to, you know, it's just that simple. So this guy's saying, even though they want to preserve their relationship, so think about it. Maybe those are the people who are not ready to be married if marriage is viewed as a monogamous, sexually, intimately monogamous relationship. These people who still have those type of feelings, issues, whatever you want to call them, maybe they are not a good candidate for marriage. So you screen your marriage partners because these type of situations exist. They found out that 78% of men interviewed had cheated on their current partner. Only a handful said they cheated because they were near the end of their emotional relationship. So they're still emotionally connected, and they're cheating. And women may respond to similar pressures. According to a 1999 study in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, 68% of female undergraduates also cheat. We generally agree on what counts on cheating. No, we don't, as previously mentioned. It's not that simple. It's not as black and white as we may think. And, generally, I think a lot of people probably feel that, you know, someone has sex with someone else, that that's cheating. But, nowadays you have the internet and you have pornography. You have people having a few erotic text messages. Like, who was that? Anthony Weiner sending a picture of his wiener in the internet, you know. We have internet sex shows or camming. People just interacting, not physically, but visually. Visually, it seems like our show is going to be cut to a short today. Something went wrong with the entry, the creation of the show. Anyway, so I apologize that we can do this next week because it's going to cut me off in about 1 minute. Also, one said it doesn't matter whether it's just a chat or camming, you're still cheating. So your partner won't stray as long as you keep your life, your sex life, exciting. So spicing up physical intimacy won't prevent cheating. Worse, buying into this myth makes it or makes the wrong individuals blame themselves. So you did everything you can, your partner is still cheating. As you previously said, some people just have a desire to be with someone else. And I want to apologize to you guys. It seems that this show's going to be cut off in about 22 seconds again. But we're going to repeat this show next week. All callers, please call again next week because we're having a technical problem here with the show. So I want to thank you all for calling, but the show will be terminated in 4, 3, 2, 1 second. Thank you. All this work for nothing.